Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's the Isley Brothers bringing us back here on Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving Day to everyone. Hope you have a great, happy, safe Thanksgiving. Please be safe. Please slow down just a little bit and be extra safe. And because remember, the life you save could be mine. And be sure to eat too much. That's what we do on Thanksgiving, right, in America. And this is my 16th consecutive live broadcast of Small Business Advocate Show on Thanksgiving Day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Davis, one of the resident historians in the Brain Trust, the author of A Nation Rising and Don't Know Much About American Presidents. Did I say that right, Ken?
That Don't Know Much About the American Presidents is the new one, and some presidential history around Thanksgiving as well.
Tell us about that.
Well, it was 1863 that Abraham Lincoln issues the first of what became an unbroken string of Thanksgiving presidential proclamations. This was something that he had been asked to do, and every president had been asked to do by a woman named Sarah Josepha Hale. She was an editor of a magazine. She thought mm-hmm. there should be a national day. Now, when Lincoln makes that proclamation in 1863, it doesn't have the force of law, but he sets it on the last Thursday in November, and that's the way it was for a very, very long time.
Think about this, though. In 1863, he's up to his brow in the Civil War.
This is a terrible time.
I mean, talk about multitasking. This guy is amazing.
Let's just set the scene. Gettysburg had, of course, happened a few months before.
Yeah, 50-something thousand casualties.
8,000 dead. There were riots in the streets of New York over the draft and emancipation. His own son had died the year before. His brother-in-law died a few weeks before as a Confederate general.
Mm.
Mary Todd's sister had married a Confederate general. She came, of course, from Kentucky. She mm-hmm. had Confederates in the family. So he had very little to be happy or grateful about, but he issues this proclamation without much to do about it. He probably didn't write it himself. But I believe that Lincoln saw this day as a way to talk about shared traditions and shared values.
He liked, as he said in one of his inaugural addresses, he liked trying to get Americans to focus on the better angels of their nature.
The mystic cords of memory that stretch from every patriot grave. He had a sense of, first of all, he had a great sense of poetry, but he had this sense that we read the same Bible, we pray to the same God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring this together. Of course, it did not happen that way, but it was the first in what became the kind of the official Thanksgiving Day, and by the end of the 19th century, it was well established. 1939, though, the midst of the Depression, the retailers come to Franklin D. Roosevelt because the last Thursday in November was the fifth Thursday. We have one this year as well.
Right.
And it would have been very late. And that shopping had already been connected to the holiday. So the retailers in the Depression say, Mr. President, move the proclamation up a week so we can extend the holiday. And he does that. But it starts a firestorm. The Republicans call it Franksgiving.
That's what I would have called it.
It was called Franksgiving. 32 states have the Democratic Thanksgiving. 16 states have the Republican Thanksgiving.
Wow.
2 years later, they
now, you don't remember this, do you, Ken, yourself?
This is all before my time.
Okay.
I remember a lot, but this is I don't go back that far. No, it's a wonderful history. We can argue about anything in politics,
oh, yeah,
including Thanksgiving. So in 1941, then, Congress compromises. They set Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday in November, make it a true national holiday,
right,
as it is today, and that's where it's remained ever since.
Even though when they have five Thursdays like this year, it really seems awfully early, doesn't it?
Well, it's always around. It's been around the 21st.
But usually after Thanksgiving, we don't have more than another week afterwards.
No, that's what's unusual this year, is that there is the fifth Thursday, and that year it happened to be the last day of the month in 1939. It was actually the last Thursday was the last day of the month.
Well, I kind of like it. I promise you, salespeople people who are in business, and especially salespeople, they like this because when it's later in the month, it gets so jammed up with the Christmas that it's hard to get customers back to the business table, you know what I mean, to wrap up the year. And so this, I mean, I've noticed this year it's been easier to schedule business after Thanksgiving this year than I've seen it in a long time.
I don't know. I guess I've been focused. You know, this year it was weird too because we had the presidential election in November this year.
Right.
So that that had, I think, focused the attention so much on that up until a few weeks ago, and we've moved off that now. And all of a sudden, wait a minute, now it's Thanksgiving, and
exactly.
And I should say that we here in New York are you know. Still recovering.
Yeah, and I was gonna. I'm glad you reminded me. You know, my as you know, and folks, Ken lives in the lower part of Manhattan most of the time. Is your home okay?
My home is okay. We have neighbors a block away who are truly washed out. So,
but
we
boy,
are
the island and the Jersey Shore. I mean, those folks. And I think about the small businesses out there who's not only are their businesses gone, their customers are gone.
Yeah, it was somebody, the chef, Anthony Bourdain, after this, said, everybody just go out tonight, go to eat in a local restaurant,
right.
And leave a big tip and leave 20 for the dishwasher.
Exactly.
That's what certainly we did.
Hey, Ken, I gotta wrap it up, and I know you got other things to do. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all the years. You've been a great member of our Brain Trust and a great historian. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
It's always fun to talk to Jim and to hear that traditional hymn, Twist and Shout.
There you go. that's from the Wayback Machine there, all the way back to 1621. Thank you, Ken. Quick break, 29 after.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
How's the presentation coming along?
Oh, it's going to be great.
Hallelujah!
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.